busy girl, aren't you?
Yeah, I want you to know. Absolutely. I'm telling you, God is good to me. I have 57 interviews lined up.
Wow.
On a podcast. Who does that? And everybody.
You, obviously.
Well, and everybody is so unique.
That you know, the universe clearly loves you. Because they're sending all these people to you. They're giving you the insights of who to connect with. That's no doubt about that. And because these messages are meant to go out into the world.
Well, you know what? And I have always felt that I was a conduit for change. And not because of any particular one reason or another, but just for the simple fact that I was a communicator. And I understood people. And I knew that was my calling and that was my gift. So before we get started, Elizabeth Conway, Queen, I want to gather a little space with you. I want to set our intention. I want to make sure that this is a peaceful message, that this is a loving message, that this is a message that is communicated from the heart. I ask the universe to...
A message of hope.
That's right. Yeah, and change. And change of heart, because this killing is just...
Yep.
There's a lot going on here, and you're killing innocent, you know, babies.
Oh, my God.
Innocent babies.
Yeah.
You know, and you can't go to the grocery store. But all of that, there's some good in the world. Right?
There's lots of good in the world.
That's what we want to do. That's what we want to channel, okay?
Yeah.
We want this to land in the ears that need to hear, the hearts that need to hold, and the hands that need to grab.
Amen.
Good energy. All right. Yeah. And then one other thing, I want to make sure that I have your authorization and consent to edit, record, distribute this podcast and everything we're saying to the world.
You have my permission. Absolutely. Yes.
All right. It's going to be all good. All good. All right. And
beautiful.
One, two, three. Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. This is the spot right here where the conversation is pointed and the guests are sharp and the responses are never dull. We're going to have fun today. This is going to be, I say magical and mystical. I'm going to ask some deep questions from a priestess, Elizabeth Conway. Now, when people say goddess or priestess or, maybe goddess or priestess for the most part, they think hoo-hoo. They don't think of how much it took to get there. Okay, that is the highest. When someone says you're a diva, that means that you're really a goddess. When someone calls you queen, what does that mean? What does that do to your psyche? How does that elevate you and resonate with you? She also does Reiki, okay? And she's going to show us a little bit about what Reiki is, why people are so fascinated. They're more fascinated now with it than it used to be, and a whole lot more. Brains, help me welcome on the edge our beautiful guest right there, Elizabeth Conway. How are you, queen?
I'm really well. Thank you, April, for having me. I'm just so thrilled to be here. And thank you for sharing the goddess priestess within me. But I want to let you know that everyone is a goddess and a priestess in their own way and their own right. So, yes, I've studied and worked for many, many years. And I've actually, I know a lot of people don't believe in past lives. But once I came into my awakening, I just knew and I had memories of past lives. So I have done this work, this priestess work and training of new goddesses in past lives. So this is just a continuation of the work that I've done before. And I believe you're doing the continuation of the work you've done before to come into the kind of work that anyone is skilled at. They've even either chosen to learn to do it in this lifetime or they're continuing the work that they've done previously.
Yeah.
So I'm
it's a forward motion. And I believe in past lives because I'm telling you, I done had an out-of-body experience. I don't talk too much about that, brains. I ain't telling y'all all my business. Elizabeth, I tell you all. But it was from another scene, and it was undeniable. I had dreams that of a past life, and it was a spiritual awakening. That was another trip I went on. And I went to that part of the country and explored that. And I tell you, it, you know, I melted like butter. So these things are real. And they're given to us in this time, in this present time, for you to learn gratitude, for you to learn the lesson, for you to reframe it, for you to pay it forward. That is what a memory is. It is to be recalled, brains. Okay?
Yes.
And Christians, I have some Christians friends that are real cool, and they said to me, I asked them, I said, do you believe in reincarnation? They go, no, I don't believe in reincarnation. Am I going to come back as a frog or a bug or a flower? I said, if you're lucky, if you get to come back at all with that attitude. But yeah, I said, so what is it when you say that you're reborn as a Christian?
I cannot help it, but I have to say something.
Say it, girl.
I love it when Christians don't believe in reincarnation. Because Christ actually reincarnated.
Not only did he reincarnate, but he's metamorphosized and turned it and defeated death. So I'm just telling you, you know, it's a mixed bag of nuts. So you deal
with... That's okay.
It is.
They're where they're at, and it's okay. They will come to their awakening in maybe not this lifetime, but other lifetimes. They're where they're at because there's some learning that they need to do where they're at. And that's for everyone.
And that's for everyone, and that's any religious doctrine. Because, you know, y'all get mad at me and say, you get mad at me if you want to, but it is a form of mind control, telling you how to behave.
Yeah, and some people are more comfortable with that because they're too scared. They only believe that they're human. One of the most profound quotes when I heard it, it so resonated for me. And perhaps I'll give you a little bit of a background. I actually was steeped in religion in my early days. I was actually a Catholic school teacher for 20 years. Mm. I see myself as a teacher and a guide. That's my skill. And I actually didn't find spirituality in the church. A lot of people do. A lot of people don't. I wasn't meant to. I was meant to go on the spiritual journey that I went on. So I understand where people up, I understand the indoctrination very much so, but I'm at a place where I have learned that nothing's actually wrong. Everything's exactly the way it's meant to be, and divine source love is looking after everything. And the quote that I was talking about is, we're not human beings looking for a spiritual experience. We're spiritual beings immersed in a human experience.
Absolutely.
And when I'm sure a lot of people have heard that quote. And when I first heard it, I thought, oh, yeah, that's the truth. But Christians tend to be searching for a spiritual experience, not realizing that they're this amazing spiritual being who's chosen to have a physical experience.
Mm-hmm. Now, the interesting thing is, living there in Australia, what I've come across, and I've talked to many of you Aussies, you know I love y'all, but I find that there is a more energetic, spiritual, more than a religious doctrine. Am I just overthinking that? Is that?
Oh, we have
indigenous people. You know, that's a tribal culture. That's an energy. That's a life force. That's rooted in the earth, like Native American. Oh, it's not the quote unquote. Maybe religious doctrines that we practice here or in other places in the world. Do you find it's more spiritual there in Australia?
I do. There is still a strong core of the religious diehards, but there's a very strong spiritual core here as well. Absolutely.
Good.
And I see my role here is to help those who've been hurt by religion. And, you know, I say that in that way because I maintain religion's given God a bad name. A lot of people don't like to say the word God because, which is sad.
Well, everything, though, Elizabeth, is so politicized. I mean, you know. It's just a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
It is. It's a simple, straightforward name. However, I've come to my own interpretation of God is divine source love. Pure love energy is the source of everything, and the source of everything is divine. So whether you call it the universal life force, whether you call it Muhammad, whether you call it Jehovah, I say a rose by any other name is still a rose.
You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. But it is the seekers and the people that are always chasing that high, like happiness. You know, that's a roller coaster ride, brains. You know, you think that it's a straight.
We're meant to be happy.
We are meant to be happy, but also love. And I think that's, you know, one of the, I don't struggle with it. I'm unapologetic about it because love is a gift. I don't give it out like Skittles. And I don't mean that, don't take me too harsh. I love, I embrace, I nurture and all that. But you know what? I will cut you in half like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich if it ain't right. And that's not that I don't like you. I don't know if I really don't know how I feel about unconditional love. I believe there's conditions on love, bottom line.
Well, the purest love is unconditional. And there's no doubt that there's conditional love. But the reality is we're pure love vibration of spirits. So what you're talking about is the human condition. And I totally get it. It's very difficult to love that which hurts. And I'd like to take this opportunity to send my condolences out to your whole country and the people that are hurting. And I'm sending my energetic love through the airways to you all and giving you the biggest hug of unconditional love. It's so sad that a person gets to a point, and a young person, where their idea of hope is destroying the lives of others because they feel that their own life has already been destroyed. We can't understand the mentality of that.
No, but you know what? It is a programming again. It's very desensitizing. You know, I was watching movies and games and stuff and just really seeing what's ingrained into these young people's head repeatedly, especially during COVID. They were just, you know, sucked into those devices. And again, it makes you dehumanize. But the thing about it is, I talked to a woman, I interviewed her a few weeks ago. She was a bobby in London for 30 years. The woman didn't carry a gun, and she didn't even want to carry mace for 30 years.
Wow.
And so, well, you know, you look at the ability to have weapons here of mass destruction. It's crazy.
In Australia, guns have been outlawed. People don't carry guns. And that was due primarily to a massacre in Tasmania. So the government took a stand immediately and called in all the guns. And I know that's difficult for you in America. However, I'd like to just add to that's why our positive energy is needed in the world. Mm-hmm. And that energy, you're absolutely right about programming. In fact, we're all being programmed from almost the day we're born. Most of it's unconscious.
Speaking of unconscious, you know what I tell people? I said they put a transmitter in your booty when you go get a colostomy. There's your tracking device. So, I mean, it is, you know, when people are so worried about their privacy and anonymity.
It's already gone. It's already gone.
It's gone. You're a point and a click away from anything. Phone numbers, addresses, bank account, all of that. So, you know, you just try to protect yourself the best way that you can. But talking about protection, talk to us about Reiki, okay? I've had it done on me. And people, I've never had it done telepathically or through, I've always had a practitioner in the room.
Reiki is one of the healing practices. There are a couple of others that actually you can do distant healing. And I often do distant healing where I don't have the person in front of me, but I call in their higher self and their higher self body. And I Reiki that. And for those who don't know what Reiki is, it's energy work. I know it's often referred to as healing, but alternative healers, we don't heal. The person, you actually as a person who's being worked on, heals yourself. You have the power to do that. And we're just the conduits for that healing. What I also say to clients who come to me for the first time and don't know about Reiki, I tell them, because my spirituality is based in metaphysics and I love metaphysic or concept of spirituality, because there is a science to it. People say, oh, all this alternative stuff is, there's no science to it. And metaphysics was actually what the science was in Aristotle days. That was science. And it was over centuries of different science modalities emerged, like biology, geography, geometry.
Astrology.
Yeah. And all those different, you know, physics and chemistry and all that emerged. But it all began.
Is that where you got turned on to the 16 laws of Napoleon Hill?
Oh, that was just one of the turn-ons. When I started the journey, I'm an avid book reader, and I read so many books. And there was one of his, you know, most famous books. Didn't appeal to me, to be honest, but I, you know, my husband had it at home and I read it. And I thought, I'll look up what else Napoleon Hill has done. And I came across, I believe the universe actually sent me to find it, because I never actually heard of the book called The Law of Success by Napoleon Hill, and most people haven't. But I'd like to go back to just explaining energy work. Because scientifically it's been proven that everything from a plant to a glass to a table is made up of only two things, matter and energy. And within matter, there's energy. So everything is energy. So a Reiki practitioner, and one of my psychic gifts is that I read energy. So Reiki was the perfect modality for me. And most Reiki practitioners, some will do hands-on, some will do hands-off, work on the seven chakras with the body, because that's the key energy centers within the body. And we can tell if the energy is sluggish or working too quickly, and we balance people's energies. And believe it or not, the body will actually give me information about my spirits and guides will give me information. And over the many, many years I've done Reiki, I've been doing Reiki for 20 years now, and I'm still blown away. I still feel blessed and honoured that I get these messages, profound messages. I just did a distant healing for someone, and I contacted them. I always talk to them over the phone and give them the information, and she kept saying, oh my God, spot on. And this is a person I have not physically ever met, and that was the first
Wow.
So I feel very honored and
Well, so
blessed.
you feel honored and blessed, but you know what? What other kind of charge do you get from this? Because there's got to be an ROI, even if we're doing the work. And I say this humbly, is it the prestige? Is it the gravitas? Is it the money? Is it the higher ascension? No, seriously.
Oh, absolutely, I agree. I laugh because I will tell
You
you why
can't
I
do
laugh.
this, right? But you can't do this kind of work for free brains.
Correct. That's why I laugh because it's amazing. When I first started, I thought, oh my God, this is amazing. This, how can I charge for this? You know, it's been given to me by divine source love. But a singer who sings beautifully and does it professionally doesn't do it for free either. But it's amazing how many alternative therapists almost feel guilty to charge. However, there's another side to this coin. There are so many people who say, oh, how can you charge for doing that kind of work? I mean, well, then my answer is, well, don't you get paid for the work you do?
No,
So, yeah,
this is
I
it.
got over that quickly. They gave me
Okay,
information to do
but this is what I
that.
say, brains, and this is just the real deal. There's only two things that work for free: slaves and volunteers.
Correct.
And money. Didn't she just explain to you what money is? It
It's
is
spiritual.
matter and energy. It
Yep.
is matter and energy, and it needs to move. If it doesn't move, it's stagnant. You cannot receive and you cannot give like this. Free your mind and the rest will follow. Let me tell you, it will come along. And Elizabeth, if they come at you like that, that's not the person that's ready for the manifestation that you're about to bring in their life.
Correct.
Because
But
when
I got
you're
over
ready
that.
for it, you do you and absolutely and close on the business. And if they can't do it that way, and this is the kind of person I am. If I feel it in my heart to do the right thing, there's not enough money in the world. If you've got a message for somebody that is going to change their life from a flicker to a flame, you have no choice but to give it to them or you will lose your gift.
Correct.
But
Absolutely
if
right.
you're just trying to figure out, you know, is he cheating on her and how can I get my head together after this divorce and, you know, will I ever fall in love again? And, you know, if you're ready to really kind of just do the superficial work, then Elizabeth's not for you.
Correct.
We're talking
Absolutely.
about goddess level. We explained that to you in the beginning. Okay?
Yep.
We are talking about that frequency, 5G getting through the vortex, starting in the root
Absolutely.
chakra of the world down there in Australia. Don't get me to preaching to y'all. I tell you, because it ain't right. And I'm more worried, Elizabeth, about us that's here than the ones that have gone on. So I'm trying to be a good soldier. You know, COVID, you know, I'm trying to be good with that. I don't argue with people about nothing. If you like it, I love it. Keep it moving. You know,
Correct.
but spiritually, I'm doing the work because I'm talking to great people like you. And I'm also reading inside the pages of your book. Tell my brains about your book.
Well, the book came about really because
Where's it at? Let me see it.
here we go.
Okay, wait a minute. I want you to keep it right by your pretty face. And is that on Amazon?
It is on Amazon, yes.
Tell me a little bit about Beyond the Law of Attraction. I can't see the last part down there.
Well, beyond the word, yeah, I put it down now. You're right. It's above my head. I'm not. I initially wrote it as a workshop because I run, as I said before, I'm intrinsically a teacher. I see myself as a teacher and guide. So I run workshops to get my message out to more people. And many years ago, I ran a workshop called Beyond the Law of Attraction because I found that a lot of people, you know, there's a lot of information out there about the law of attraction. But what I was finding is people were talking about, oh, you know, I'm putting this out and it's, you know, but it's not coming back to me. And all you need is to put it out there. And I was getting a sense that they actually didn't understand the law of attraction.
They don't.
And then when I asked them, yes. And then when I asked them a few questions, oh, did you read the book about the law of attraction? No. Did they ever look into or no? It was all hearsay stuff. And what I thought people might have been ready for was because the law of attraction is a powerful law without any doubt. And what I love about the secret and the law of attraction and Abraham is it opened up to a mass of people another way of the true way of being, who they really are. And I know Abraham is the path for everyone to realize, they're trying people to realize who they really are, these
Well,
magnificent spiritual beings who have got amazing powers that they don't even realize that often they're abusing, and the abuse is to themselves.
what I did
And
was I went through a two, almost worked with a coach for 2 years, and we're still the best of friends and check in periodically. I don't work with people that long, you know. I'm like a straw. I suck you up and then, you know, I'm on to
yes.
the next one. But I learned really about intention and understanding my downloads and my life purposes and how to manage, nurture, love, and support my ego to feed it and give it what it needs so it doesn't erupt. I can go into a room and read people's egos and their feelings and give them what they need and create a harmony and a synergy like no other. So again, I
Beautiful.
totally get, you know, I totally get what you're saying, but you got to do the work. You can't just sit up
Absolutely.
here and say abracadabra. Oh, okay, well, you know, Elizabeth's coming over and she got some pixie dust.
Elizabeth makes some work, trust me.
You know?
And in the book, I talk about three other, because the universe is full of laws, and many, many laws, not just the law of attraction. And this information was given to me. It's not that it's my best information, my best insights have all been given to me by
Downloads.
my angels and guides and divine source. So
Mm-hmm.
the three, there are three laws, one that propels the law of attraction to you stronger, one that partners the law, and one that powers the law. So that's what's in the book. I won't tell you what the laws are because I'll have to buy the book to find out.
Well,
And
brains, you better run, not walk. Put it out one more time so that they can see that, Elizabeth.
yes, so, and in at the back of each chapter, at the end of each chapter, there are actions you can take to help you better understand and do the work.
Well, you know what, brains? Let me tell you something too. You can also manifest some drama. Okay? If you have that limited, if you have that limited mindset, you know, one of my taglines is don't, you know, be big brain, not small minded. So it's your capacity and your bandwidth and your willingness. That's all you gotta do is you have the willingness and the desire. You know, it's curiosity, it's inspiration, it's innovation. That is how the world keeps evolving. And, you know, when we go from this life form to whatever it is, you'll know that you did the best that you could do as a human being in this form, in this shape.
Correct.
Elizabeth, I just thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for the work that you do with people, you know, spiritually, metaphysically, that you were a teacher. I love teachers. Teachers and nurses are my favorite people on the planet. I tell y'all that all the time. You really are.
Thank you. And
And
thank you for your work.
well, thank you.
Thank you for what you do.
Well, thank you. And brains, Elizabeth's going to give you her information on how to get in contact with her. If nothing else, I tell you all the time, go for the consultation. It's mind blowing. What do we talk? 15, 20 minutes, Elizabeth? And look at us. We feel like we've just played tennis.
Yes, for someone in America, I can do easily do distant healings and connect with them on Zoom for the results, and it's a powerful modality. And then I support them with any issues they might have through a program that I've developed over the years called MetaMind Training, and it's about working on the mind that is the greater mind of the person, to be able to use that mind to have the best, most joyous, happiest life journey that they can have.
Wow. Well, if you put all that in a jar, you'd be rich.
Yes. Yes, well, I can keep
Happiness
doing the work.
is a container. And I say it's a container because it should be kept tight. It should be sacred. It should be special. And when you open it up, be like confetti, just everything just pops out. And that's what we want to do. We want to be happy. We just want to pop out. We want to smile. We want to laugh. We want to be safe. We want our kids to be safe. Just
Absolutely.
safe. It's already bad enough he's going to break his leg in T-ball, but now he can't even go to school. And that's all over the world. Let's not be mean, brains. It's not going to get you nowhere.
No.
So I love you, darling, and thank you for being here on the edge with me and my brains. Brains, please do me
Thank you,
a favor.
Chair, and I send my love to you, and thank you very much for the honor of having this beautiful conversation with you. I love like-minded souls, and let's work together on the separate different parts of the world,
Absolutely.
spreading that joy, peace, and love,
That's right.
and lighting everyone's life so that they can see a clear path and not go down a rugged road.
Because the road is rough. But here's your GPS. Here's your address. This is where you got to go, brains, to get everything that you need. Love, sandwiches. Good
Thank you,
conversation.
darling.
Peace of mind. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank
We'll
you
talk
too,
to you again
madam.
soon.
Look forward to it.
Bye, brains.
Bye.